Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Friday. Here's KSRM's Matt Wilson.
The Kenai City Council at the regularly scheduled meeting approved Ordinance 3326-2022 to increase the estimated revenues and appropriations in the General Fund's Parks, Recreation, and Beautification Department and authorize an increase to the Multipurpose Facility Management Services for the purchase order to Redline Sports for additional ice maintenance services. The council approved an additional $40,000 toward the operation of the Kenai Multipurpose Facility. Kenai City Manager Paul Ostrander lined out the need for the funds and the usage of the funds.
The reason that we need an additional $40,000 is that the city does appropriate money to operate the facility. However, those operational costs are offset by those user fees. The reason that we're appropriating an additional $40,000 is because when we originally adopted the budget last year, we didn't anticipate putting in ice as early as we did. We were planning on being closed for the entire summer, but the hockey youth community came to us and requested that we put the ice in 2 months early. We were able to accommodate that. Since we've extended the season essentially by 2 months, we need this additional money to pay for those operational costs.
The additional expenditure will cover costs to Redline Sports for maintenance services. Ostrander clarified contract with Redline Sports.
What our appropriation pays for is we have a concessionaire that runs the facility, and we pay that concessionaire to provide for maintenance of the ice, Zamboni, the ice, open and close the facility, that sort of thing. So that's what these funds pay for.
A Coast Guard Air Station Kodiak air crew forward deployed to Cold Bay medically evacuated a mariner from a vessel 220 miles south of Dutch Harbor on Wednesday. The MH-60 Jayhawk helicopter air crew hoisted the 44-year-old man from the 550-foot container ship FPMC-33 and safely transported him back to Cold Bay for a wing-to-wing transfer with LifeMed Alaska personnel, who then transported him to a higher level of medical care. Watchstanders at the Coast Guard 17th District Command Center in Juneau received the initial request for the medevac on Tuesday at 6:30 p.m. from the vessel's crew that a fellow crew member had reportedly broken his legs. Watchstanders at the Coast Guard 17th District Command Center requested the FPMC-33 meet the Air Station Kodiak air crew at a rendezvous point approximately 220 miles south of Dutch Harbor to safely embark the patient. Crew members aboard the FPMC-33 were able to stabilize the man as the ship transitioned to the rendezvous point, said Master Chief Petty Officer Christopher Cole, Coast Guard 17th District Command Duty Officer. Through the coordination of Sector Anchorage Watchstanders, Air Station Kodiak personnel, the FPCMC-33 crew, and the LifeMed Alaska air crew, we were able to quickly transport the man to a higher level of care. The patient was reportedly in stable condition during the time of the rescue. Conditions at the time of the rescue included 15 to 20 mile per hour winds with gusts near 30 miles per hour, 10 foot seas, an air temperature of 33 degrees, and a water temperature of 43 degrees. The Sylvania City Council enacted Ordinance 2022-038, increasing the estimated revenues and appropriations by $6,701 in the general fund. The Sylvania Police Department, through this ordinance, received the funds from unclaimed property and forfeitures in criminal cases. Sylvania City Manager Stephanie Queen explained the process of allocating the funds.
This is our normal procedure. If there are forfeited funds, that we identify a need within the Sylvania Police Department and propose the use of them in that way.
The police department use of the funds includes but is not limited to utilizing funds for community engagement initiatives, including coffee with the chief, child-friendly items for the public such as coins, pins, and stickers, and other potential engagement projects. Read more news on our website at RyuKenai.com. For KSRM News, I'm Matt Wilson.
This has been This Week on the Kenai on the One KSRM. You can find these top stories and much more news at RadioKenai.com.